Yes, I agree with you, and I share my condolences to the family and to the friends and all members of the legal profession and those that knew him outside of the legal profession. I have said yesterday in one interview that society must get to a point where we appreciate the role of each profession within its own context, and we must respect and appreciate the fact that every lawyer or every doctor or every auditor or accountant are doing their work within the space that is allocated by the law. So to that extent, we cannot have any conduct that seeks to suggest that any member of the profession, particularly lawyers in this case, must be scared of for doing their work. They must do their work mindful of their security and so forth, in the broader context of the fact that they are not committing any offences in doing their work. So Boafa Niger just becomes a victim. I hope and pray that it is not because of the work that he was doing that he is killed. Because if it is, then what kind of society are we building? And why are we taking our children to school to become professionals in South Africa, where whatever profession they are going to belong to, they would be having to act scared, to run scared every time they have to do a job? It can't be right, and it is unlawful, and it must be called out for what it is.
We seem to be talking to a bigger societal problem, though. And what I'm referring to is the fact that the law, and when I mean the law, not lawyers, I'm talking about SAPS and other preventative measures that we have in our society, seems powerless against people who seem to think that when they get fingered by lawyers liquidating companies or whatever the case may be, or exposing corruption, that the next stop is to kill the messenger or somebody who is part of that process. Peter Mihalik, a lawyer in Cape Town, killed Babita Deokoran. And I can go on and on and on mentioning all the names of people who've been killed in the whole ambit of trying to actually execute the law. Do you think we're talking to a wider societal problem, and the state itself needs to wake up and to answer our urgent questions why people can't practice law in safety?
I agree with you. The state must be able to wake up. All the society itself must actually reject a notion that says that when you are unhappy with anybody who reports you, you must go and kill the messenger. Society must start to accept, and this is an old adage that I expect, and at least in a democratic society where South Africa claims to be the country, and we proudly claim it to that extent, that we say we are a country where the rule of law reigns supreme. And if the rule of law reigns supreme, and we want to believe and trust in the process that comes out of the work that the state entities must be able to do, we must be able to then reject a notion that says that messengers must be killed. We cannot, and I repeat, that we cannot sit where your Babitas of this world gets killed because they are exposing corruption. Corruption is a crime on its own. We cannot be sitting with lawyers like Mr. Van Niekerk, the late Mr. Van Niekerk, being killed, probably for the kind of work that they have to do. We cannot be sitting with your Mihalik being killed for doing the work that he does. I mean, the attempt on the lawyer in Cape Town who testified recently in the case in Cape Town.
Yeah, William Booth.
William Booth. The attempt on him that was so brazen, that the videos did the rounds and so forth, shows you of the lawlessness, the level of lawlessness that exists in South Africa. And we must be able to be starting to develop a sense within the police, within the Hawks, within every other state entity whose job is to protect our democracy and the lives of the citizens, to call them out, to say, how best are you going to develop motive in order for people to be scared to commit crimes like this one in particular? Heinous crimes that takes away life, that takes away life irresponsibly without any possible consequences, and whatever are going to be the consequences, maybe they are inadequate for the purposes for which we seek to achieve. And my view, and the Law Society's view in this case, is that the rule of law must be protected. We must go all out to ensure that we call upon authorities to go all out to catch the assailants and make sure that they pay, and they pay a hefty price for sending this wrong message to society that it's okay to kill a messenger. Whoever has killed Babita must be given sentences that actually sends a chilling message to would-be criminals to say, we're not going to, the law is not going to play with us once we are caught, so that it can deter them from committing these offenses. And let me take a moment to tell you that it cannot be correct that the police must be scared to investigate. It cannot be correct that the judges must be scared to preside over cases. It cannot be correct that prosecutors must be killed execution style because people are being prosecuted. We must always remember that lawyers don't have cases. Lawyers don't develop cases. Cases belong to clients, and it is clients who are actually going to lawyers to give them work, and lawyers are not part of those matters. Therefore, killing them does not kill the matter. And that is the lesson that members of the public must learn. It's simply that if you kill me as a lawyer, you are not destroying the case against you. You are, in fact, making it worse, because now you are adding murder to the list of charges that can be preferred against you. So that is one thing that we must send out as a message clearly from the Law Society, that we cannot have our members being executed, being killed by anyone, or being threatened from doing their work. They cannot be looking for security to stand by their doorsteps.
100%, Mr. Nkosana Mwenlela, Law Society of South Africa President, has been on a chatting. Everything of the best, and let's hope we don't have to have conversations like this going forward. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.